When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment from Barry's as you head over to PBA, Huskers and Wolverines. And a 6 o'clock tip, Big Ten basketball. From the text on, Eric says, what's up, gentlemen? What's up, Eric? I hope fans show up. It doesn't look good. Pretty empty still. Lots of ticks for sale as well. Nebraska can shoot up over 35% from three. They will win. Go Huskers. Those are the numbers that we keep playing with. I think 50 from the field, 40 from three, 80 from the free throw line.
Yeah. I mean, those are realistic numbers. I wouldn't say it's easy, but the free throw ones, we can't have where we're down and like start out where we're 40%. We got to come out and make some free throws.
Well, they're gonna put you on the line.
Yeah.
I mean, Michigan will play physical. It's weird too. They play more physical on the perimeter than they do in the paint.
Doing inside, yeah. With a big guy like that.
Well,
and I think mainly that's because they want to make sure he's out of foul trouble. Because in a couple games earlier in the year that when they got upset, he was in foul trouble early. So they play a little soft in the middle, which is great. But that means you should have the green light to drive it in there and try to finish strong.
I'll be interested to see what the starting lineup is and then the rotation. How far into this bench Fred Hoiberg is going to go on a Tuesday night after they've kind of.
Well, I think this is a game when you have Verge, the experience of Kobe Webster, who is kind of a different type of point guard, facilitator, good energy. I think when you get a little bit of both, right, and you kind of two-headed monster there, get Bryce McGowan's going early because I think, you know, he's a guy that with him and D. Walker, you get them going because you know Verge is going to come out and try to get busy. So when you get three guys going, that kind of brings everybody else along. Get Lapman getting some good shots. You know, obviously you want to get him to hit a shot early in the rhythm, get his confidence going because I think that helps his defense and everything else to go with it. Then you got Casey coming off the bench, and obviously you got C.J. Wilshire. I think with him, I think he plays with the edge I like. You know, I like his perimeter shooting. You know, get him going to the bucket. Mid-range game is good. He's a tempo setter as well. So, you know, the starting lineup and the rotation early is going to be something that I think is going to help out
Nebraska. Here's your starting lineup for tonight. Lonzo Verge at the point guard. At the two is Keisei Tamanaga. At the three, Bryce McGowan's Lapman. At four, and Derek Walker.
The same one as last game.
Yep, same one. You know what? I don't dislike this because it just makes defenses defend.
Look, it makes you defend.
Right?
And it takes maybe a little bit of pressure off of Bryce so where he can kind of get maybe a matchup against, you know, maybe a lesser skilled guy. Casey plays with some good energy, especially if he can bust a three in the first, you know, say like four or five possessions or get a good shot. You know, I think one of the biggest things I think for Nebraska, you know, early in the game, everybody touched the ball. You know what I'm saying? I remember listening to Akeem Olajuwon and Kenny Smith in particular talking about, you know, when the Rockets won their two, you know, NBA championships, they said when they were playing against the Knicks, or especially when Akeem Olajuwon was playing against another good player, he said, look, I don't even need a shot. I need to touch the ball first three or four times. What that does is keep everybody engaged, makes them play defense. You kind of can read, see where they're at, see if Michigan's really trying to play defense tonight or if they're trying to go through the motions, maybe get an easy bucket, good shot. everybody's playing with confidence, and then you can go from there.
And how they respond to whatever thing you do.
Exactly.
Like, and that's the value of having Verge probe early.
Right.
Now, I don't need Verge to finish early. I need for Verge to probe early.
Yeah. Fact find with your drives, get everybody moving, everybody touch the ball, so forth and so on, and then it's great. And so, you know, you don't want it to be where he dribbles, get down the shot clock, give it to somebody, and everybody's got a forced shot. Then the frustration gets in. And what that does, that gives Michigan confidence to not to play any defense. Because if he's coming down and, like, forcing the action without anybody else touching the ball, everybody else didn't have to play defense. So they're conserving energy on the defensive end, and then guys aren't, you know, don't know what's going on, because I don't think a lot of those times those are the sets that they're trying to get going early in the game. So early in the game, guys touch it. Don't give up any easy baskets. Make it hard on Michigan, and then also make it hard on Michigan on offense and on defense. Stay in the game. Stay steady. Overwhelm them with energy. And you know what? Regardless of how many people are there in the stands, create your own energy. You're at home. You got to sleep in your own bed. It's a big name opponent that you can beat, and you got to go out there. And sometimes you got to take it. You know, the better you play, more people will get, you know, put their butts in the stands. So, you know, look, we kind of, you know, you got yourself where you're at. Be a man about your business and get yourself out of where you're at if you're worried about people coming and watching. Look, it's an early game. People are still working. I'm sure there's people standing outside to get in. It's not just you walk in. You can walk right in. And so, you look, when you got early games like this, you know, after the first, you know, minute or two, then you look around and see where everybody's at. Not where, you know, there's not going to be a lot of people at warm-ups. This isn't a Saturday afternoon game where you have like a no-sit Saturday or no-sit Sunday playing Michigan State, and this is a Tuesday night. Week just started, and it's only 5:55, and there's people, you know, there's traffic down here. People still trying to find parking, get into the game. It's a little bit colder, so I'm sure that the crowd would be there. Because look, at the end of the day, Nebraska basketball has a ton of fan base and fan support. Always have, and always will from here on out.
It'll be a fun night at PBA. I'm looking forward to it. I do want to shout out the Lady Huskers. They improved to 9-0.
Oh, yeah, and gutted out a victory against a team that they've had trouble with on the road up in Minnesota. Probably they had some tough contests out there in that tournament out in California, but then to come back with expectations higher, probably a little disappointment of not being ranked, go on the road against a team that they've had trouble with and win a road game, gut out a close victory. Those are bonding games. You know, that they can get. You know, I mean, obviously, I think they're a great, you know, they're a close team. Those are bonding games that they went up there and gutted it out. Anytime you can go on the road and win and gut out a victory on the road, I always say it's like a game and a half. And so, look, they should be coming back, feeling good about themselves and still ready to go to work.
Well, on a night where they were 4 of 19 from 3.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't shoot it particularly well.
They found a way to win. And that's what you need to do, because whether you're playing Big Ten ladies basketball, men's basketball, you know, you're not going to be able to take your best game everywhere you got to go, but you got to see what you're doing, see what you're, you know, doing well, and then figure out a way to win. Play a little defense, gutted it out. They had a lead, lost the lead, then obviously, you know, figured out to win the game late in the game.
Yeah, on a figured night out a way to win the late when game. They were out-rebounded, yep. Had to grind, had to battle. Jas Shelley and Bella Cravens with 15 each. Sam Hybe with 13, Izzy Bourne with 10, Esther Scoggin with 7. Jay? Predictions. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's going to be a close game. I think 68-62 Nebraska.
Okay. All right. Well,
a little bit high scoring, maybe a little bit of a slow start, and then obviously as you know, college basketball, they start to catch their rhythm, and then they, you know, kind of second half is going to be back and forth.
Well, we will thank the folks here at Barry's for being so kind. Nice crowd. Now they've all made their way to the games. We'll raise a glass and give a go big red. We will see you guys after the ball game for the 93.7 Ticket post game show.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.